This hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com. And now, changing Texas gardening for the better, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Stubby, very, very much. Good morning for the second time this morning and last hour of the year for this program. And we'll begin, I guess, my 42nd year. I'll have to do the math on. I'll have that ready for you next week. But next Sunday morning, start up the 42nd year of commercial radio. I worked for the Extension Service for 7 years prior to that. So anyway, I'll do the math. I'll get my fingers out and start counting. Glad to have you listening. We have several phone lines open if you would like to call. It is 800-288-WBAP. I didn't give the phone number for some time at the end of the hour. So there you go, 800-288-9227. Call right now, won't you please? 800-288-9227. It's time for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and it is Captain America. Oh, I love this. I had two dogs. One of them was a... for my program over on KLIF yesterday, I had a dog that I thought was going to be Captain America, and it turned out to be Peanut. And I thought this would be Peanut, and this is and not at all. By the way, the program on KLIF is Saturday afternoons, 1 to 3, and since they are sister stations, the stations encourage me to promote both of them. So tune me in at 570 a.m. from 1 until 3 on Saturday afternoons, please. And you'll hear an SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week at 1 o'clock each Saturday. Yesterday was Peanut. Today is Captain America, a 1.5-year-old male Chihuahua mix weighing in at a robust 15 pounds. He has a short, solid yellow coat, perky little ears, and his big brown puppy eyes that you just can't resist. He's a small guy, but he surely does have a larger-than-life personality. He's outgoing, active, and playful. He loves playing with all kinds of toys. He enjoys when you play fetch or catch with him. When he's not busy having fun, he likes curling up for naps in his cozy bed and enjoying quiet time. He loves being around people. He's always happy to see visitors. If you're looking for a fun-sized companion, he's the one for you. Captain America, waiting to meet you at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. And you'll see those beautiful eyes for Captain America if you go to spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Captain America has already been neutered, microchipped, and he's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. Please bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. Captain America will be waiting for his new forever family to come meet him at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, west of Hampton Road in West Dallas, today. In McKinney, the SPCA of Texas also features dozens of dogs, cats, small mammals, equine, and livestock at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center at 8411 Stacy Road. That's a quarter mile east of Custer and a couple miles north of 121. Both of the SPCA of Texas Animal Care Centers are open noon until 6, Sundays through Wednesday, and noon until 7 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week, Captain America, and that's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. Sponsored today by Sunburst Shutters, a beautiful way to upgrade your home. These are plantation-style shutters that will be energy-efficient in your windows. They will be beautiful in your windows. They will be custom-fit for your windows. They are fabulous. The people who come to your home will be people you will welcome in your home, and you'll see how carefully they are measuring each of the window openings in your home. There is no opening, I say this very boldly, and then they have to follow through. There's no opening for which they cannot make sunburst shutters. I think that's the case. They showed me some round windows. They have shown me other things that I thought, oh my gosh, how are you ever going to do that? And their people are so sharp, and they get it done. But anyway, remember also that they do reclaimed wood shutters and stained poly wood shutters and hidden tilt shutters and barn doors, sliding barn doors. Remember also that I mentioned this to you. The poly wood shutters are virtually indestructible. They're made of a man-made material that won't crack or warp or split or peel. They ask them to show you the photographs of sunburst shutters that went through the floods of Hurricane Harvey, and how beautifully they cleaned up, and have them show you some wood shutters that didn't fare so well in all that flooding. This is just a great company with great product. Sunburst Shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver size in white or off-white, and custom made to every opening in your home. Let them come to your home, hold the shutters up, and help you buy the right size louver for the rest of your home surroundings. And you'll find that they're very nice people. And then when you see the sunburst shutters in your windows, you'll say, I see why Neil just goes on and on when he talks about his love of this shutter. You will too. 214-343-2601. Oh, by the way, they're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. SunburstShutters.com. 214-343-2601.
Looking for Dr. Wright? Your search stops here. At Baylor Scott & White Health, the care is convenient, your caregiver is uncompromising, and compassion is at the heart of everything we do. Get the care you've been looking for at finddrwright.com.
All righty, and to the phone lines, we go to Benny in Arlington. Benny, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting.
Well, thank you. In fact, my waiting has been walking my German Shepherd two-year-old dog.
Named All right. So, appreciate that. That's great. Would you like a Chihuahua with that order?
I don't know, but day after Thanksgiving, Sassy found a baby kitten, so he adopted a kitten as well. So
that's great.
And I walk. Anyway, I'm currently living in Arlington. I bought some land last year about this time in Kaufman, and I've started working on the land last year and still continuing even now, making trips back and forth, cutting down trees. And one thing I noticed about Kaufman area, a lot of the people have land filled with trees, filled with a parasite, mistletoe.
Yes, sir.
And one of my neighbors has seen me cutting down trees, saying, don't you like trees? I do. I just don't like them infected with the parasite, mistletoe. So I know cutting limbs may be one of the ways to solve it, but you have any thoughts about that? Because I've been cutting down trees altogether when they're inundated with the mistletoe, period. That's pretty sad.
Well, first of all, mistletoe is, I always equate it to ticks with a dog. It weakens the dog, but it won't probably, in most cases, kill the ticks don't kill dogs. Putting aside the diseases and the other things, but just the parasitic side of it, they're not something you want, and mistletoe is not something you want, but it's not going to kill the trees. The best thing to do is if you buy property and have trees that have some mistletoe on them, prune out as much as you can, and then when you and especially on the young branches, remove those branches with a long-handled pole pruner. Just clip them off so that the mistletoe falls to the ground, branch and all. When it gets older, when the mistletoe clumps get larger and the branches grow larger, then at that point, you can't do that. It would disfigure the tree to take big branches off. And so at that point, all you can do is kind of clip off the mistletoe, kind of like mowing a shrub to the ground repeatedly. You just tolerate it and keep it from bearing fruit, so it doesn't multiply itself around the other trees. But I don't know that I would take trees out unless it was maybe a cedar elm tree that was just totally inundated with mistletoe and it was right in front of my house making an unsightly view, because it's not a bad looking plant up in the tree. It just, you don't want it, but it's not the worst thing I ever had happen to a tree.
Well, I also replaced the trees with other trees, fruit bearing and nut trees, and I'm trying to look at preparing my land for some gardening, and my question to you is that I have a rototiller, and I do have some good cow manure and some old hay, and I was planning on just plowing under when it gets dry enough and get started with seedings and so forth and probably some pre-potted pots. How much do you think is required to even prepare the land for, besides going over grass or killing some of the grass in the area where a lot of the stuff has been undeveloped and cattle been on there for a while?
This is in Kaufman, you said, or in, where'd you say?
Yes, sir, in Kaufman.
Okay, so it's black clay soil?
It's a mixture, sandy and black soil.
All right, I would try to use the sandy areas for your garden if you can. It'll be easier to work. Be very careful in using manure that it has been laying somewhere for a couple of years to decay.
Really?
Yeah, you do not want to use fresh manure. It will tie up nitrogen in the soil, and you will not have good growth of your plants. They'll be very yellowed. So that's just a must. If you can still tell and smell that it's manure, it's not anywhere near ready yet. So
okay.
Let it compost, turn it with the tiller, do whatever you have to, but don't put it in your garden soil yet. Hay is also very bad because it will decay quickly. And when you have things that decay quickly, whether it's fresh manure, whether it's hay, whether it's sawdust, or fresh grass clippings, they all decay rapidly, and the bacteria that are causing them to decay will be feeding on the nitrogen that's in the soil and robbing the nitrogen from your good plants that you want. And so you say, well, I'll just add some more nitrogen. Well, that's hard to do. You put nitrogen on, and then all of a sudden, all the stuff has decayed, and the bacteria die, and they release nitrogen back in, and your plants go the other direction. It's a game you don't want to be playing.
No. One last thing, Neil. One of my Christmas gifts was your book.
Good.
I'm happy to. Yes, I'm excited about getting to read more about it now that I'm going to be getting out of the city and out in the country and starting up with just country life. And I'm excited about getting into your book as well.
Well, good deal. Well, Chapter 1 covers the basics of soil preparation, and a lot of that will be covered in there.
Fantastic.
Appreciate the call. Thanks for waiting on me. Isabel and Forney will be our next call up. Let me get a little bit of a break out of the way here, and that's going to start with the book ad. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I hope if you have interest in gardening, you will get a copy of this book. It is so much better than my old 1991 cowboy boot book. I was happy with that book, and it has sold. Forgive me for this, but the publisher never officially notified me of it, but at one point it was at 600,000 copies, and that was about a year after it was released in 92, and since it's been 26 years since then, I assume it's sold a million copies. But anyway, the newest book will never do that because I'm selling them all out of my office. But I did that on purpose. I just didn't want to have to go to committee meetings and hear them say, well, we can save money if we do this and if we do that. One of the things was going to be if we print it in China, we can save a lot of money. I wanted to be at the press checks to make sure the book looked right and the colors came out right for my photographs. 840 of my photos in this book. I went to the press checks, 43 press checks. I missed a few of them, and my buddy Colin Flood was there to help. He's a printing master, and printing was at Clear Visions in San Antonio. 344 pages, 11 chapters. They cover all aspects of gardening in Texas, and it's a completely different layout, completely different format from the cowboy boot book, done by different people other than the author, me. And I think you'll find it to be invaluable. Chapter 2, The Calendar of When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray, will alone pay for the cost of this book. It's only $33.95 plus tax and postage, yet it is a hardback, printed on high-quality paper, and printed in Texas. Wouldn't you want a book called Lone Star Gardening to be printed in Texas? It was. So, the two ways you can order it. Remember, not in stores, not on Amazon. You get it from my office. The better way is to order it at my website. I'll give you that address in just a moment. You can call my office Wednesday or later. The office is closed through New Year's Day. But that phone number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. But you can order it right now, and I'll be happy to sign your book for you. And the way to do that is at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY www.sperryhouse.com.
We had foundation repairs at the Sperry House several years ago, so I called my friends. I did the same thing I'm suggesting you do. I called Advanced Foundation Repair. They came to our home. Their estimates are always free. Their work is affordable. It always is. Not just for me, for you as well. Give them a call. 214-333-0003. If you need foundation help, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know what it takes to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the perfect way to condition this soil. You know, there's a reason why those cow pastures are so nice and green. Now, you don't have to get a shovel and drive out to the pasture to collect your own. We make it convenient. Just pick up the bright yellow bag of Black Cow. It's the best fertilizer because it has 10 times more manure and 10 times more nutrients than the other guys. For more details, check our website at blackcow.com. That's blackkow.com.
Black Cow. Mature manure,
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD School Board. Substance abuse can crop up in any family. That's why Serenity High has been so important to so many students in North Texas since 1999. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney as well as other partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call 469-302-7830. 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. This is a great time to plant hardy trees and shrubs so they can get well-rooted before summer heat returns, and Covington Nursery and Landscape in Rowlett is a great place to shop. They're open today, or will be at 10 o'clock today, with 18 acres. Covington's has the greatest inventory of beautiful trees, shrubs, ornamental grasses, vines, fruit trees, and flowers that you'll find anywhere around. In fact, they just handle it all. Take a look at their inventory. Go to covingtonnursery.com. I don't know of another nursery in Texas. Maybe there is one somewhere that keeps an updated list of their inventory on their website. So you can see not only what they have, but how many they have and what size containers they're in. And that's pretty amazing. And Joe Covington, his friendly, knowledgeable team are happy to assist you with the best plants for your landscape. Talk to them. Let them know you heard their ad here on WBAP. Let them know how I spoke about their helpfulness and the quality of their plants. About half or two-thirds of the plants in my landscape came from Covington's over those years. Unique garden decor and gorgeous tropical houseplants. They have it all. Chimeneas, dry firewood, and pinon pine, frost cloth, everything you need to keep your plants healthy. Talk to them also about doing a complete turnkey landscape plan for you for springtime. Covington's Nursery and Landscape, independently owned since 1972, open 7 days a week but closed on New Year's Day. At 5518 President George Bush Highway at State Highway 66 in Rowlett, they're just a short drive from anywhere in the North Dallas suburbs. Just get on George Bush Turnpike and head east and you'll get to Covington's. CovingtonNursery.com, 972-475-5888, Covington's in Rowlett.
You deserve award-winning care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Frisco is rated high-performing in hip replacement and knee replacement by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
All right, please let me give you the phone number to call our program. We have our longest segment coming up right after the news, and we'll get to you. Have a couple of open lines. Good time to call. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now, 800-288-9227. We go to Isabel in Forney. Isabel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How can I help you?
Well, I have what I think is either a Japanese privet or it's called a recurve legustrum. And it has the leaves on quite a, probably 7 or 8 different shrubs there. And the leaves have turned yellow, and they're getting like brown spots on them. And I have no idea what's going on.
All right. How large are these leaves?
The leaves themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Not very large. I would say maybe 2 to 3 inches each.
All right. And are they extremely glossy, or are they just modestly?
Modestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the second name that you proposed?
Recurve ligustrum, L-I-G-U-S-T.
Yeah, ligustrum, all right.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, the Japanese privet is a ligustrum. There is a huge amount of confusion, probably most of it residing in my head, of the ligustrums. I grew up knowing Japanese privet or Japanese ligustrum as the tallest of the whole batch. It has leaves that are about 2 to 3 inches long and are not especially glossy. They're not dull or matte finish, but they're not very glossy.
Right.
It bears big clusters of purple fruit. Then there is waxleaf ligustrum that has leaves about half that size that are ultimately glossy. And it bears fruit, but not very many of them. And it is a much more compact shrub. And then there's Amur River privet and other privets that have small leaves the size of one of your fingernails, and they bear 10 million berries in the purple clusters. Now, I know that's not the one, and then the variegated privet and some of the others that people are growing now.
Right.
So we rule those out. Now it's a matter of whether you have Japanese, what I'm calling Japanese privet or Japanese ligustrum, or whether you have one of the wax leaf types. And
the leaves are, they're probably, they're fairly glossy. Looking at them now, I'm looking at them outside, and they are glossy.
All right, when did the yellowing start? Let me try to help without knowing for sure what it is.
Sure.
I don't know that I have to know that. When did they start showing up as yellow?
Well, probably, I would say, in the last 2 months, and it seems to be spreading across the shrubs. Set up like a hedge, and so they just seem to be spreading across all the hedges.
All right, and this is starting where on a given plant? Is it starting from the bottom up, or is it at the tips of the branches, or where are you seeing the yellow?
It seemed to start from the bottom up.
All right. Isabel, my best guess, and I'm going to leave it as a guess at this point, is what I grew up with those plants, both of them, and have been around them all of my life. My best guess would be that this is probably just old leaves are getting ready to shed, and it's been accentuated by the cold weather that we've had a couple of times this winter.
Okay.
I don't see a lot of them around town doing that. I certainly don't see Japanese ligustrum doing that, the taller of the two. But waxleaf ligustrum, I have seen over the years, drop some of their lower leaves. Usually they don't do it until March or so. How long have you been in your house? How long have you been around these six or seven plants?
We've had them in for 6 years, a little over 6 years.
All right, and you've been watching them all of those years. And have they done this before?
Nope. No, this is the first time.
Right.
And we did have them trimmed so that they would look hedge-like by a landscape company sometime in September. And that's shortly after that is when I started to see the leaves kind of change a little bit. And I'm wondering, you think maybe there might have been some sort of something on the hedge trimmer that may
not at all. I don't think that would have caused it. But what might have caused it would be suddenly they were exposed to a lot of sunlight in September. September is very rainy. And then October was drier. They may have been exposed to more sunlight. And being older leaves, they may just be shedding before you get new growth. I wouldn't be terribly nervous about it until you get into March and April and you see new growth coming on the plants. If those branches, I think you'll see a lot of new growth coming where the pruning was done. Let me offer something. Are you on Facebook at all? If you go to my Facebook page and post me a couple of good photos of these, that will help immensely.
First
of all, I'd know what you have, and secondly, I'd be able to see what you're talking about with the yellowing.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, and it's just my name, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. I'll be glad to help. Remind me that that you called this morning. In fact, I think you called yesterday. And
I did.
Lost the phone. I had you written down on my log. This is such an uncommon question that I remembered it from yesterday. But if you'll post that on my Facebook page, I'll sure try to help you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call very much. All right, let me take a break, get us into the newscast. Kyle in Chico will be the next call up, and you could be right after Kyle if you'd call right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This is your time to call. Call now. I don't know how many other ways I can say that. The message is, for a limited time, my friends at Dallas Plumbing Company are offering a one-time, one-system heating checkup. The Texas winter is here, and they would be happy to come to your home and check your heating system, heating and air conditioning system, for a thorough 15-point checkup. And it's just $79 per system. If you like that service, you can sign up for their twice yearly plan, including both heating and cooling system, for only $80 more. I've been mentioning to you that we have them do this with our systems. We have several systems because we've added on to our house and could not extend the ductwork. And we just have them check all of our systems each season. In late spring for the summertime and in late fall for the wintertime. And it's been a wonderful service. I'm very grateful that Dallas Plumbing offers this. It's very affordable and it is wonderful. And their people are carefully trained. Call for your heating system checkup at 214-761-6779. Call that number for any of your heating and at the right time air conditioning and plumbing needs. That's Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. They've been around since 1903. They are tops. I promise you they're tops. And it's a number set aside just for our listeners. 214-761-6779. On the web, it's dallasplumbing.com. Tell them Neil Sperry was bragging about you guys. I want some of that checkup stuff. And they'll take it from there. dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
All right, thank you, sir. And let me tell you about the sponsor for this entire hour, Baylor Scott & White Health. Nobody said to you, you need to be sick to get better. That's not the case. That's why Baylor Scott & White Health is innovating how people get well and stay that way, where prevention might be the prescription. They want you to stay healthy so they don't have to get you healthy. Teaching is on your treatment plan, and everyone is always on the same team. It's your team. At Baylor Scott & White, they believe being better is a way of life, and that begins with their commitment to put patients and members at the core of everything they do. Patients are why the professionals at Baylor Scott & White work tirelessly to make healthcare work better, ensuring we all can access the care we need when we need it. Here's a quote from your friends at Baylor Scott & White. Better is who we are. It's who we've always been and always will be. It's what drives us to look beyond the hospital walls and push behind the status quo, never settling for anything less. And it's how we create healthcare experiences that inspire a life well lived. Because that's what being better is all about. Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better. Learn more at GetBetterTexas.com. Baylor Scott & White Health.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
Texas schools punish special ed students more harshly than others. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
Disabled vehicles blocking the right lane of southbound Dallas North Tollway at Beltline Road. Construction's blocking southbound 35E's HOV lane between I-30 and Loop 12 Leadbetter. Construction also blocks Highway 67's HOV lanes in both directions between Loop 12 Leadbetter and 35E. For WBAP's first traffic on the ones, I'm Dennis Martin. Now the WBAP forecast. Cloudy today, showers likely, especially later in the day, high temperature 43. Well, showers will continue through the night. Overnight, low 39. Monday, some showers, some storms possible. High temperature Monday, 61. Right now, we do show a little light rain, 38 degrees officially in Dallas. An analysis of Texas public school data shows that special education students are more likely to receive some of the harshest punishments in the classroom. About 1 in 10 students in Texas schools in the 2016-17 school year were listed as special ed, but that same year, special ed students accounted for a fifth of all students who were sent to alternative education programs run by local juvenile justice departments. A new 27-mile commuter rail system extending from downtown Fort Worth to DFW Airport will launch next Saturday. Beginning January 5th, the new Texrail trains will make 9 stops along the route. Trip will take 52 minutes. The line should serve 8,000 daily riders by the end of 2019. Right now, it's overcast, 35 degrees in Fort Worth. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update's at 10 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
Thank you, Dennis. Get the new year off to a great start. Plant your very own edible garden. Imagine your backyard filled with fruit trees, citrus trees, and berries, all from Callaway's Nursery. This is the perfect time of year to plant. You'll find a fabulous selection of fruit trees and berries in all 19 DFW locations. Enjoy tasty treats, including your favorites like Red Globe and Red Skin peach trees. Satisfy your sweet tooth naturally with homegrown plums, including Morris and Methley plums. Or try Fuyu persimmons. They're fast-growing, easy to care for, and beautiful trees to boot. You'll get sweet, delicious fruit for years. And for container gardens, Meyer lemon and lime trees are the way to go. For berry lovers, Callaway's has for your very own Tiff Blue blueberries, Freedom blackberries, and Dorman Red raspberries. Treat yourself to the great new garden services that Callaway's now offers, like Pick and Plant, where you pick the plants and then Callaway's does the planting for you, or their landscape design and installation. Their design team will work with you to design, plan, and install your new spring landscape. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you the very best in plants and services, everything backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit their website at callaways.com for store hours, locations, and plants. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Callaways.com.
The liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo.
Not only are we not going to give you the $5 billion to get you well on your way to building the wall where it needs to be built, we're going to send $10.6 billion to Mexico and Central America, just like Obama did. Remember what Obama used our taxpayer money for? Come on up to America. The border's wide open. Just say the magic A word. No, not that A word.
Chris Salcedo, 9 to 11 a.m. on the News and Talk of Texas.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
WBAP.com.
Well, it's not going to be long till spring rolls in and then summer, and then you'll say, well, I better be thinking about foundation issues. Well, that's not the way it works, folks. I got to tell you that foundation problems are 12-month-a-year things, and the wet weather is just as damaging to your foundation as dry weather can be. Sure, you notice it more in the dry weather. That's when you get the big cracks in your brick, veneer, mortar joints, and in the tile floor and other places. But in the wet weather, those joints tend to rub together and grate against one another, and that's also a good time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Have Advanced Foundation Repair come do a very thorough analysis of your home, and if there are foundation issues happening, they will be able to tell you where they are, what they are, and how they would set out to repair them. They have patented many of the processes that they use. They have led the industry by giving a warranty that is good for the lifetime of your home and making that warranty transferable from owner to owner to owner. All of those are things that they brought aboard into the industry. Advanced Foundation Repair, they've earned the right to call themselves Advanced. 214-333-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com, plural. It's a very good website. foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214 333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
You deserve award-winning care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Round Rock is rated high-performing in hip replacement by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
To our phone lines, once again, let me give you the number one more time. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This is Kyle in Chico. Kyle, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Neil, I want to say I appreciate what you do. I really do.
Thank you. I love doing this. It's my favorite hobby.
I am moving into a lot in town in Chico. It's got a rose bush out front that, you know, I built this new tiny house in there, and the rose bush is out front. It's looking pretty ragged, but I don't want to take it up. If, you know, someone planted it there for a reason, and not that I know what it was, but was their rose bush, so I'll honor that.
Mm-hmm.
But the canes are real long and real scraggly looking. When do I cut back those rose bushes, those canes?
Okay. I can help you with that. And if it's any consolation, I'll tell you that the folks, they're called rose rustlers, who go around looking for antique roses, the old varieties of roses that have long since been abandoned and were planted in cemeteries and other old neighborhoods 100 years ago. Those folks have encountered roses that have been growing for decades without being pruned. So this is not a bad thing at all. Kyle, the time to prune roses is in early February. And early to mid-February, where you are in Chico, I would do it in early February. And the rule of thumb is generally to remove about half of the size, the height, and width of a bush rose. You may not be able to do that much pruning to this because it probably hasn't been pruned for many, many years. So maybe you do a third to a half, somewhere in that range. I would start, first of all, by getting a very heavy jacket and some gloves and lopping shears, the long-handled lopping shears. That way you can reach in and do the pruning without exposing your arms to the thorns. I would start by taking off all of the branches that are either dead or that are competing, that are rubbing, and that are obviously not needed. Just pluck them, prune them, and pluck them out of the way with the lopping shears. You can use the lopping shears almost like pliers to pull them out after you cut them. And by doing that, you'll be cleaning up the interior of the plant. At some point, then, you can cut the longest canes, the ones that go up however many feet. You can cut those back by half or almost half. And ideally, you will make every one of the cuts that you make, and hear this, it's going to sound kind of weird, right above a bud that faces away from the center of the plant. Your goal is to encourage the plant to grow outward, not back into the center of the plant. So you find a bud that faces out away from the center, and you make the cut right above that, maybe a quarter of an inch to half an inch above that bud. There'll be many buds that would qualify. And so you select the one that's at the right height and prune right above that. And that way, when the new shoot starts to grow, it'll be that bud, and it'll go out instead of back into the center to congest things. And just do it branch by branch. You don't want to do this with hedge trimmers. You do it with lopping shears.
Well, in my case, there's probably a dozen and a half, maybe two dozen canes. It's
right.
real scraggly. Now, you say above the bud, that's on the outside away from the root of the plant.
That's correct. If you were to stick a pole down through the center of the plant, right beside the trunk of the plant, into the ground to put a flag on, you would want the bud to face away from that pole on the other side, to face out from that. Yeah.
The canes are about 5 and 6 feet long, and like I say, it's...
Cut them back to about 3 feet then.
Okay, very good. Neil, I appreciate your help on that.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for the call very much. That's great. Right. Let me go to Jackie in Denison now. We kind of hopscotch clear across half of Texas in this. Jackie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, let me say that I'm not really much of a gardener.
That's okay.
My house used to be owned by a lady that did all kinds of gardening. And I've got lots of, my sister, who is kind of a gardener, says lots of old plants that come back on their own,
mm-hmm.
that she says don't do that anymore. You have to replant them every year if you buy them now. But I have lantana, and it just kind of volunteers all over the place. Mm-hmm. And she says lantana doesn't do that anymore. You have to replant it every year. And so I have a beautiful bush of it that comes up outside my driveway. And we're fixing to have some work done on the driveway, and I don't want to just kill it. How do I move that? Can you move it?
Yes, absolutely. When are you going to have the driveway work done?
Well, that, we haven't decided, but I know it's, you know, we know we're going to do it, and I know all nothing right. about moving.
The ideal time to move it would be late February or early March. You definitely do not want to wait until it's growing actively. Lantana is one of the last of our perennial plants, the plants that come back from their roots. It's one of the last ones to sprout back up again. It won't sprout in Grayson County until late March. So that would be your deadline, would be probably mid-March.
Okay.
Dig it with a ball of soil around the root system. And
okay.
I don't know how big the clump of, well, you have several of them probably, but try to get one that is pretty well established where you can see where the clump is, and try to get a ball of soil that's the size of a basketball or so, and keep it intact, and just transplant it from here to over there and plant it right away. And it should transplant very easily. I would not try to tear it apart, break it apart. If you were a veteran gardener, you probably would cut it into quarters. You'd take that basketball-sized clump, and you'd take a nursery spade and cut it into quarters. But just to make sure that we get it transplanted, I would just transplant it intact.
Okay, do that in February. And like
very
right
late,
now,
late February, early March, yes. By the way, let me address the comment that your sister gave you. There are all kinds of lantanas. The ones that are used in major landscaping now, in the commercial landscaping that you see around shopping centers and apartments and businesses, and in a lot of yards, they're all perennials in South Texas. But when we grow them in Dallas-Fort Worth and north, the trailing types, which is what most people use in their landscapes, the trailing types tend to be not as winter hardy. They don't come back from the roots like yours does. Yours is a taller, shrubbier type, and those are perennial, and those are still sold. They're widely available. It's just that most people buy quantities of the ones that don't come back as reliably. What you're talking about, the plants that come back year after year, are perennials, and there are all kinds of perennials sold still.
Thank you.
Lantanas and
that.
Otherwise, you bet. So anyway, I hope that helps.
Yes, it did, because, I mean, I totally am not a gardener.
Well, you can do it. It just takes a little bit of study. It's not rocket science. That's why I chose it for a career.
All right. Well, thank
appreciate
you, dear.
The call.
I appreciate that.
You bet. Thank you. I loved math in high school. And then I took calculus in college, and then I didn't love math suddenly. And I decided, and then I was going to go into genetics, into plant breeding. And then I took statistics, and that was pre-computer era. And it was slide rule and brainstorms, and neither of those was my friend. And so I decided I won't do genetics. I will be a greenhouse grower, and I'd never succeeded there, never tried. Got into the Extension Service, taught for a year, for 2 years, and then worked for the Extension Service for 7 and got a job in commercial radio and the rest. That's what I've been doing and love it, and garden writing, newspapers. So anyway, it's funny how life takes us strange directions. So don't feel like you can't learn. It's always possible. Lynn is in Cedar Creek Lake area, and I will go to him in just a moment. Let me, in the first time, though, tell you about a book that might help you. It's written to help everybody, even a beginning gardener. And it might very well pay for itself very quickly, because Chapter 2 is the calendar of when to do everything. When do I transplant my perennials? When do I transplant my lantanas? I don't know that I single them out, but if it blooms in the summer, I tell you to transplant it in the late winter or in the fall. And so forth. But anyway, that's Chapter 2, 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Huge amount of information that I have never put in a book before. It's 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, and it is written for the entire state of Texas, from Grayson County to Cameron County and El Paso County to pick a county on the Sabine River. So anyway, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, 11 chapters, hardback, printed on high-quality paper. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. My book is not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. Don't go in and ask for it. They'll say, we don't have that. We have this one. And they'll show you the one from 1991 with the cowboy boots. This newest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, has two Adirondack chairs on our landscape, that's the one I want you to get. But the only way you can get it is from my office, from my website, or by calling my office. Now, you can call the office, but it'll be Wednesday or later, and that number is 800-752-GROW. Book is only $33.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed, and I will sign your book for you. I sign every one of them before we mail them. 800-752-4769, but you can order it right now at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Shades of Green in Frisco is the right place for the right plants. Add cool season color to your landscape with beautiful pansies, violas, cyclamen, and colorful cabbage and kale, as well as shrubs, vines, and ground covers. And remember, winter is a great time to plant fruit trees. Shades of Green has a large selection of apple, pear, peach, pecan, plum, persimmon, pomegranate, fig, and jujube. A phenomenal selection of plant material arrives weekly at Shades of Green in Frisco. Need some landscape inspiration? Well, give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They are experts when it comes to creating unique landscapes using well-adapted, heat-tolerant plant selections that can survive and thrive in North Texas. Be advised, Shades of Green will be closed for the holidays December 24th through 28th and December 31st through January 3rd. They'll reopen for business on Friday, January 4th, but they'll be closed each Sunday in January. Visit them on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
Hi friends, this is Tommy Brummett at First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. I hope the Christmas season was a blessing in your life, and I wish you a happy new year. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and where all people are welcome, I'd love to worship with you. We have campuses in McKinney, Melissa, and in Trinity Falls. God bless you, and have a great day.
Thank you, Tommy, very, very much. Did you know that since 1983, the experts at Whiz-Q Stone have been leaders in the Metroplex? They've been turning landscaping dreams into reality. And you say, well, I didn't have landscaping dreams that included rocks. Yeah, you did, because you know as well as I do that a landscape isn't finished until there's beautiful stonework somewhere in it. If you just have plants, and I'm a plant guy, for heaven's sakes, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I also love rocks. And stonework. When I returned from Colorado State, my wife and I had gotten engaged, and I went back to Ohio State because that's where Lynn was finishing her undergraduate work. I had a bag of Colorado rocks on the top of my car. I love rocks. And that's why I was so enchanted the first time years ago that I went to Whiz Q Stone. And I've been enchanted every time I've gone there since. This is a fabulous stone rock and stone yard. 22 acres in size. And when you meet Mike and Derek Wisnan, the father-son team, you'll understand exactly why I enjoy going there. Nice people. Everybody smiles at Whiz Q Stone. You're greeted when you walk into their headquarters building, and they'll take you around and show you the stone. They have everything from gigantic boulders to fine, beautiful, decorative gravel, everything in between, river rock, paving stones. They have paved stone, interlocking concrete pavers. They have beautiful retaining wall stones. They have it all, and they have access to the finest landscape contractors around. That's Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. They're open Monday through Saturday. Closed today, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
You deserve award-winning care. Baylor University Medical Center, part of Baylor Scott & White Health, is rated high-performing in 13 types of care by U.S. News & World Report Best Hospitals. Find a physician at GetBetterTexas.com.
All right, last call of the day will be Lynn at Cedar Creek Lake. Lynn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have your book, and I've also been listening to your responses to questions this morning on transplanting. I'm doing a major redo of my beds in North Dallas home to Cedar Creek. And I've got some salvia, the Durenberg, I forget the folk's name.
It's named Durenberg.
Yes. I have two of those, and I also have a good size Texas sage. I'm assuming that I cut them off very short and get as big a ball as I can. But I'm really on the salvia, but I don't know what to do about that Texas sage.
I might be tempted to leave it behind and get a new one, a good, new, vigorous
That's
one.
That's my question, yeah.
Yeah, I really would. It's a lot of work, and I think you'll get more vigor out of a new one for the $25 it would cost you. I think you'll put $100 worth of labor into the thing trying to move it, and plus it'll
What about the salvias?
Salvias would be fairly easy to move. I'd do it in February, and yes, you'd cut them back and try to take some soil with them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, that was easy. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
All right, folks, that's how it is for 2018 on this garden program. Podcasts are posted by Monday evening. Not sure that Gretchen will get them done tomorrow. Our office is closed. But by Wednesday evening this week, normally by Monday, at neilsperry.com. Sign up for my free electronic newsletter, eGardens, while you're at the website. And that's where you also can buy my newest book if you're interested. I appreciate you very much. Hope you have a safe and happy new year. And thanks to Mike Bass for a great program. Until next year, happy gardening.